During his 2010 visit to Portugal, Pope Benedict celebrated a special Mass for tens of thousands of pilgrims in Fatima to honor the 10th anniversary of the beatification of Francisco and Jacinta, two of the three children to whom Our Lady appeared in the small Portuguese village almost a century before. The two shepherd children died when they were still very young. But Sister Lucia dos Santos, the last of the three to survive, lived in her convent in Coimbra, Portugal, until her death in 2005 at the ripe old age of 98. Pope John Paul II had a special relationship with Sister Lucy, as she is also known. Theirs was a friendship that spanned decades, until the Pope's own death in 2005, less than 2 months after the death of Sister Lucy. The two had kept in touch regularly, up to the very last moments of their lives, and, as you'll soon hear, with special reason. She was a quiet, introspective child whose encounter with a radiant lady in white changed her life forever. Lucia and her two cousins, Francisco and Jacinta, saw Our Lady a total of 6 times in their village of Fatima. It was 1917, the height of the First World War, and a period of religious persecution in Portugal. The shepherd children told of 3 prophecies that Our Lady had revealed to them. The first, a vision of hell, where those who fail to repent their sins will fall. The second predicted the outbreak of World War II. The third prophecy, not revealed until the year 2000, predicted an attempt on the life of a pope, a bishop dressed in white. That pope was Pope John Paul II, who survived an assassin's bullet in St. Peter's Square on May 13, 1981. He attributed his recovery to the Virgin Mary, whose feast was celebrated that very day. The bullet is today lodged in the crown of the Virgin statue in Fatima. Pope John Paul met Sor Lucia 3 times, the last of which was in May 2000 for celebrations in Fatima marking the beatification of Francisco and Jacinta. It was the last time Sister Lucia appeared in public. In a radio appeal, she called on Portugal to remain faithful to God and to thank God for the graces he has given the world through the Madonna.
As graças que Deus, por meio de Nossa Senhora, tem concedido a Portugal e ao mundo.
Though the prophecies she and the other children bore were troubling, how did Sister Lucia perceive them? The National Director of the Pontifical Mission in Austria, Father Leo Masberg, met Sister Lucy several times and gives us some insight.
I'm sure that she was a person of deep suffering. All the big saints are people of deep suffering. But she didn't suffer in the way which we might normally imagine. I believe that she suffered because the message of love which God gave through her and through Our Lady was not accepted. So in this sense, she is a bearer of a sad message. But the sadness is that we did not accept the message. It's not that the message is sad. The message is a message of hope, because God entrusted her with a wonderful promise. He said that you will remain in this world for quite some time, quite many years actually. And Jesus wants this because he wants to use you so that people may recognize me, Our Lady, and love me. And he, Jesus, wants to introduce the devotion to my Immaculate Heart. And those who accept this devotion, I promise salvation, and many souls will love God, and they are like the flowers which are put in front of me to ornament his throne. So what she really does, or what Our Lady does in that message, she describes a type of soul. And if you look at the people who accept that message, it's very interesting. They are like a big family, the family of those who have the tenderness of heart. And this tenderness of heart, Lucia herself had in a very, very high degree. You immediately felt at home with her. So she was a bearer of this message, and she was obviously living that message herself very, very strongly.
It's a very interesting woman. It's a complete woman. Of course, a very religious woman. But even on a natural aspect, it's very humoristic, Sister Lucia. Always happy, always glad.
Monsignor Luciano Guerra was the rector of the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima in Portugal. He told me he was convinced Sister Lucia offered her sacrifices for the Pope.
Because the Pope has a very special place in the devotion of the children of Fatima. So, because Our Lady spoke about the Pope, the mission of the Pope in the world, and the children, especially little Jacinta, had a very, very intense and special devotion to the Holy Father. So every time she had a sacrifice or a prayer to offer, they did remember the Holy Father as the fourth intention they had. First intention was to consider the conversion of sinners. Second intention was peace. Another intention was in reparation for the sinners against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then the fourth intention was exactly the Holy Father. And little Jacinta did never forget this intention. And she had also two visions about the Holy Father consecrating the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So it's very, very intense, this link between the message of Fatima, between the lives of the children, and the Holy Father, the Pope.
Monsignor Luciano Guerra, the former rector of the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima.